Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, offers simple, natural choices for your optimal health and wellness. Dr. Peggy's whole body approach unravels the connections between the mental, spiritual, and physical links of food, allergies, and hydration. A former chef turned naturopathic and biological medicine physician, Dr. Parker is an everyday health expert who keeps things practical and achievable. Each week, Dr. Peggy and her guests will share simple solutions that will catapult you toward optimal health and wellness. From recipes to relevant health information, this former chef and medical researcher will lead you through the maze of conflicting information on food allergies, diets, antioxidants, and so much more as she provides you with simple solutions for your own everyday health. Now, here's your host, Dr. Peggy Parker.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. I'm so happy that you've joined me for another edition of Simple Solutions for Everyday Health here on Transformation Talk Radio. And I hope you'll stay with me for the next hour as I answer a lot of the questions that came after last week's broadcast entitled, Seriously, Those Chemicals Are in My Food? Well, it seems as though I touched a nerve, and there were lots of questions, lots of comments, and requests for more info. So today we're going to have, Seriously, Those Chemicals Are in My Food, Part 2. So in addition to identifying these chemicals and where they're coming from, specifically more about the packaging and how that's actually adding to the toxic burden of otherwise perfectly healthy food. We are going to talk about ways to avoid these things, how we can practically, you know, on a day-to-day basis, avoid most of these chemicals or at least reduce the amount of our exposure. So again, thanks for joining me. I hope that you will call in your questions or instant message me. I look forward to answering live questions as well as all the things that have been emailed to me recently. As you might remember, last week we started out by talking about some pretty scary headlines that I'd been finding, things like fungicide used on farm crops are linked to insulin resistance, and 5 reasons high fructose corn syrup will kill you, and 12 dangerous and hidden food ingredients in seemingly healthy foods. So we talked a lot about that last week, but this week the scary headlines go on to things like discovery links BPA to birth defects and spontaneous miscarriage. There's just so much information out there, and so I want to help you understand that your serving of breakfast cereal could have some toxic ingredients, and it's labeled organic or it's labeled natural or healthy, can have some really disturbing things in there, not from what's actually in the cereal itself, but what was in the packaging that worked its way into the cereal. So like I said last week, we talked a bit about things like aspartame and corn syrup and propylene glycol and high fructose corn syrup and enriched flours, and how the enriched flour, you know, is devoid of any nutrients, and the things that are added back in are inexpensive iron metal shavings and things like that instead of real iron that would have been in naturally occurring in the flour itself. We talked about things like food coloring and how they're contaminated with aluminum and coal tar and all kinds of disgusting things like that. In fact, this last weekend, I was babysitting for my goddaughter, Milena, and we had a fancy tea party. So for those of you who follow my blog got to see some photos of it. And she was so excited about the fact that she got to have purple icing that we made out of Bing cherry juice, added that in instead of food coloring, and that our raspberry cupcakes were pink because we mixed fresh raspberries, and you could mix frozen ones into, or just the juice from frozen raspberries that have been defrosted into the icing to make it pink. She was so excited about that. So there's all kinds of ways that you can have lots of fun and create, you know, your own food coloring out of beet powder and spirulina for green, like I said, raspberries, cherries, any kind of fruit juice or vegetable juice that you can add will actually change the color. And you've actually added a bit of nutritional benefit to your, you know, altogether probably too sweet icing. So anyway, it's just something to keep in mind. In addition to all of these kind of scary things that we talked about last week, I want to bring to your attention a lot of other research that I have found of some of the other chemicals that are actually lurking around in your pantry and your cabinet, and you may not have even ever given that a thought. And one of them is BPA, or bisphenol A. That is, it's a compound that's labeled organic because in order to be organic, it means it has a carbon molecule in it. So it is organic. That does not mean it's good for you. It's not like organically grown. Just an organic compound means that it has carbon in it. So it's a compound that's used to harden plastic. And when it comes to BPA, you could practically call it the poster child for food packaging scary stuff. It's been shown to leach into water, into food, and according to the Centers for Disease Prevention, it is detectable in the urine of 93% of U.S. adults. It's such a problem that the Food and Drug Administration and the National Institutes of Health are funding a $30 million research program to figure out what the health effects are on BPA exposure. Now, BPA-laden plastics are found in countless food storage containers like water bottles, even baby bottles. This is where it all kind of blew up, is that baby bottles were... When parents found out that BPA was in baby bottles, that's kind of when the lid blew off of this whole BPA info. It's also in the lining of canned goods, especially if you can tell that there is a coating. So nowadays they all seem to have a coating, and there are only a few companies who've removed the BPA from their canned goods, and we'll get to those companies later. But it's not only inside the can leaching into the food, but it's also on those thermal paper receipts that you get from the grocery store or the hardware store or wherever. But imagine, you know, you got BPA all over your hands from the receipt, and you reach in, I'm guilty of this, reach in the bag, grab something and hand it to your child or pop it in your mouth, and now you've increased your BPA exposure for the day. Dental sealants and tons of other products. So all the storage container bags, the zipper bags, the folding bags, the the plasticware, Tupperware has some BPA free, but some of it does have BPA. But then the less expensive versions that we kind of just dub Tupperware, even though it's not the brand name, they're Glad or Ziploc or whatever kinds of storage containers, they all contain a lot of BPA. Now, the problem with BPA is that it's an endocrine disruptor, and it mimics estrogen, and it can even interfere with the development of the brain and overall body of a fetus when a pregnant woman is exposed to what is considered excessive amounts. The only problem is that those excessive amounts are generally met on a daily basis by people who drink from plastic water bottles, heat up food in a microwave in plastic containers, get takeout in styrofoam, have plastic film over, even if you use a glass container in the microwave and you put a plastic film over it, you get some of these BPAs. In addition to that, any kind of oils or nut butters or margarine or other kind of fatty foods that you buy that are in a plastic jar or a plastic container will actually have more BPA in those foods, because BPA has an affinity for fat. It likes fat. And so it will attach itself to the fat molecules in those fatty things, and you'll consume it. Now, the problem, one of the things about BPA is that it's not easy for you to get rid of. Your body tends to hold on to it, because it actually, just like it links up or bonds to the fat molecules in the jars or containers that you're buying coconut oil or olive oil or whatever in, you want to know that it stays in the fat cells in your body as well. And that can create quite a problem. And so here's a kind of a quick list of the health issues that have been linked to BPA to date. And after this $30 million study, we'll probably find out that there are more, because that list seems to be growing on a regular basis. But it's been specifically linked to diabetes, to cancer, to sexual dysfunction, including erectile dysfunction, obesity, heart disease, and brain development and developmental problems in babies and young children. So the great thing is that you can avoid this exposure by simply switching over to glass containers. Nowadays, that there are lots. When I was growing up, we all had these refrigerator containers that were glass and they had glass lids. Nowadays, you can find glass containers that maybe have a plastic seal or even a plastic lid. So as long as you're keeping your food from touching that plastic lid and you're keeping it down in the glass, you're going to really dramatically reduce your exposure to the BPA in these plastic containers. Now, if you read my blog, you know that I am not a fan of microwaves at all for any reason. I do not microwave and I don't eat microwave food, because in 1977, my holistic MD, first one I ever visited, said he felt like we were going to see some real health issues, particularly arising cancer, with this new technology of microwaves, because it disturbs the protein and the fats in the food that it's heating up and makes it look disturbing. And so he's been proven correct. So I don't have a microwave. I don't use a microwave. But if you are going to use a microwave, please, 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 please make sure that you're doing it in glass and that you're putting a unbleached paper towel on top to catch any spatters and no plastic. All right. So when we come back, we're going to talk about two or three other kind of dangerous things that can be lurking in your food substances because of the containers. So, you know, just to kind of quickly give you a few tips on how you can avoid some of these things is to actually buy your food in bulk. Especially if you shop at a food co-op or a health food store, they almost always have these big bin areas. Now, admittedly, those bins aren't generally made out of plastic, but the food's not coming in contact with it for as long a period of time as something that's been shipped in plastic in a plastic container, been stored in a plastic container, been heated and cooled, because most of these bulk items come in large bags, and sometimes they're large paper bags, large fabric bags for sunflowers, and so then they're dumped into these containers. So you can take your own containers, or immediately when you get them home, put them in containers that are safer for storage, because the longer something's stored in these plastics, the more problems there, because there are a few other things in plastics like phthalates and PFCs that can be really, really have some pretty dramatic health consequences. And so we'll be talking about those when we come back. But it is time for a break so that we can allow our wonderful sponsors to have their moment in the sun. I want you to pay attention to these people, because they're the folks that make it possible for us to be on the radio. So I will be back in just a couple of minutes. taking your calls and answering more of your questions. So stay tuned and I'll be right back.
In each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy-free.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
Do you feel like you need proven leadership because your life is losing its desired direction? Do you need affordable private coaching that will work for you and your schedule? If you've ever felt stuck in an uncomfortable life situation, here's the answer. Based on years of experience in life coaching, Lisa Phillips has written the amazing Coaching DIY Do-It-Yourself Manual. If you haven't heard of Lisa Phillips yet, you should. She's a certified neuro-linguistic programmer, and she regularly contributes to top self-improvement magazines around the world. Many people know what they would like to change in their lives, but don't have the knowledge or the resources on how to do something about it. This book reveals everything you need to know, from achieving exciting goals to identifying and releasing toxic emotions. With Lisa's ebook, everyone can easily take action to feel good right away. Get your copy now at amazingcoaching.com.au. That's amazingcoaching.com.au.
Transformation Talk Radio. Transformation Talk Radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hi, you are back listening to the Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And we are talking about some simple, practical solutions for avoiding some of the toxic chemicals that are showing up in your pantry and fridge. And so during the first segment, we talked mostly about BPA and kind of one of the biggest problems. So I get to mention a couple of others, including PFCs, which are perfluorochemicals, and those are actually used in nonstick cookware. And think about things that you would heat up in the microwave that need to get crispy or that are greasy, things like microwave popcorn, the pocket and the wrappers, things like that, that those chemicals that would absorb the greasiness, they actually will leach into the food as the food's heating up. And those chemicals are extremely difficult to get out of your body. It's because BPA, they are actually have an affinity for fat cells. Now, remember, not just fat stores in your body, but that every single cell in your body has a membrane around it. And that membrane is made out of two layers of fat, primarily. It's called the phospholipid bilayer. And so those chemicals can also attach to the cell membranes on any cells in any part of your body. So another thing that I briefly mentioned were fables that are actually used to make plastic soft and flexible. So we see that a lot. The letter PET or PET, that's for a particular kind of phthalate. And the phthalates are a particularly a big problem because they are also endocrine disruptors and can cause all kinds of things from early fertility and on and on and on and on, anything that's linked to a reproductive system. And then we have benzophenone, and that chemical is used as a UV blocker. And so you'd think, why would something that's used in a sunscreen be used on our food? Well, actually, that's used to print labels to keep them from fading. And it can contain these ink additives, and so that can be particularly bad. There was a pretty extensive test done at the University of Michigan, and they did the test on rats, and they were determining how many parts per million you could have before you started having problems. And all the male mice and four of the female mice in the group actually died. This became quite a significant problem. In addition to that, it's considered to be a complete liver toxin. So it seems that we're having a few little technical difficulties right here. So we're going to see if we can fix that up. If you could hold on just 1 second. We'll see if we can get this noise out of our background here that seems to be causing some interference. I'm just going to keep on talking, see if we can get that fixed up. So the phthalates that we were talking about just a minute ago has also been linked to breast cancer. And so we'll also find a few things like Zarinol, which is one of the most widely used chemicals. And it also mimics the hormone estrogen and has been linked to all kinds of significant increases in cancer growth. Because we're having a few technical difficulties, we're going to go to another commercial break, see if we can get this figured out, and we'll be right back in just minutes.
Virgil Kane is my name, and I drove on the Danville train. And tore up the tracks again in the winter of 65.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
Something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
True.
transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is Dr. Peggy Parker, and you're back on the air with Simple Solutions for Everyday Health here on Transformation Talk Radio. Thanks for putting up with our little technical difficulties. Hopefully we've got this solved, and it'll be easier for us to communicate. So thanks again for sticking it out. Before the break, we talked about a few things like chemicals that we're finding in packaging. So everything that you buy in a package is suspect to having some chemical interaction with the food that's inside of it. So you want to look for things that are not packaged in plastic, although some paper products that are made out of recycled paper also have a problem because of this particular chemical that's used as a sunscreen to prevent labels from fading can actually show up in recycled papers. And it has been linked to absolute liver failure and kidney problems in the mice on which it was tested, so can be quite a problem. Now, let's move on to things like styrene, which is styrofoam food trays. They actually has actually been linked to as a carcinogen, especially for breast cancer, and so that, you know, avoiding styrofoam cups and packaging it as much as possible. Now, you know, for me, I get a little frustrated not trying to badmouth any particular company. But you go to the grocery store, even, you know, healthy places that have lots of healthy food options, and you'll find that they've put a styrofoam tray, put your vegetables in it, and wrapped it in plastic. Well, that's just giving those organic vegetables a big bath in all kinds of toxic chemicals. So, you know, start complaining. You know, go to the places, complain loudly to the produce managers, talk to the store managers, write letters to the companies. These are the ways that we can get some things changed. So I know that they're doing it to try to keep food from being damaged so that they don't have as much waste. So that's a great thing. It keeps the prices low, but it's a toxic way to do it. So let's do all we can to get them to cooperate with us. There are other things that you will find in milk. So the bovine growth hormone has been very, very controversial because of its breast cancer links and other links to other types of reproductive cancers. And so it also raises an insulin-like growth factor in the body, and so there's all kinds of links to breast cancer and other reproductive cancers. So it's avoiding any kind of milk product that has bovine growth hormone. Then how you'll see that listed is it'll have a small R and then a capital BGH or BST, and it'll say non no growth hormones added, that kind of thing too. That's why it's really important to buy organic milk, because it does not have it. The other problem with dairy products is that they'll have a lot of PCV, the kind of pipe that you generally think of for plumbing, actually is one of the bad chemicals that will show up in milk, because a lot of the tubing in the milk processing itself has those chemicals in it, as well as the plastic jugs that the milk's contained in. And remember, all those chemicals, those vinyl chlorides, those sorts of chemicals all have an affinity for fat. And because dairy products have more fat in them, you'll see a lot more of that in dairy products, butter, things like that. So in addition to all of these things, there are some other long-term health risks that have never been associated or studied, because generally when they're doing these kinds of studies, they're looking at one particular chemical and how it interacts with humans or animals. But there haven't been any long-term studies or even very many short-term studies on a mixture of chemicals. So if you stop to think about the mix of things that's going on in your daily diet, how does this exposure to the styrenes in styrofoam and to the xeranol in beef and in the phthalates in plastic and the BPA in plastics and, on and on and on. How are all of those, that whole chemical soup, how is that actually affecting your body? Well, one of the things that that people are looking at now is this problem that we have in the U.S. of obesity. And they're now linking a lot of these chemicals in foods, especially the kind that are endocrine disruptors, to things like obesity. So they're looking at how not just the food, the actual green beans, like, are green beans going to cause you to be fat? Is grain going to cause, corn or whatever? They're also looking at the chemicals that are showing up because of the packaging. So let's talk about some safer packaging options to reduce or eliminate those, that kind of chemical cocktail that you can get in your food. So one of the things to think about is to buy as much fresh produce, as many fresh things as possible, and avoid the plastic bags. For instance, when you go to the grocery store and you pick out some chicken breast from the big, from the big meat counter, you can ask them to wrap it in wax paper only, in just the paper. Now, that paper does have a little coating on it that can be problematic, so as soon as you get it home, you want to take it out and repurpose it, because if you're using, you can use things like unbleached paper to divide, to divide your pieces of meat and put it in a glass container and put it in the refrigerator. Anything you can do to remove it from plastic and put it in glass is always going to be better. I actually found that there are a couple of companies that have done an amazing job at removing the BPA from their from all of their products, except tomatoes, and that would be Eden, and it's a company that does a lot of beans and soups and all those kinds of things. And the Eden company has removed BPA from everything except its tomatoes. So you want to avoid Eden brand tomatoes, because the acidity in the tomatoes will actually leach the BPA even faster. So if you want to buy tomatoes in a can, Muir Glen has now removed all BPA from their cans, and there are a few other companies like Palm and BioNatura who only have gone to storing or canning their tomatoes in glass, just like we used to when I grew up. We always used ball jars, and some of these companies will have a slight amount of BPA on the lid, But most of them have actually now coated it with something else so that there's no interaction between the BPA and the food. So that's a great option. Vital Choice is another brand, and they have removed all BPA from their cans. They have mostly seafood, like tuna, which I don't actually recommend, salmon, things like that. And then Oregon's Choice, Wild Planet, Ecofish is another company that's not, doesn't have any BPA in their cans. Trader Joe's, their particular brand, their store brand, not everything in Trader Joe's, but Trader Joe's store brand does not use BPA in their cans. Although it doesn't say it on the label, which I'm not quite sure why, but so that's good to know. So if you look at Trader Joe's, that's one of the things that you can actually purchase from them that has no BPA. So now if we can just get them to quit putting the vegetables and fruit in styrofoam trays with plastic wrapping, it will be great, right? Another brand is Native Forest or Native Factor, and they all use completely BPA-free cans, and they are the only brand of coconut, producers of coconut milk that have a BPA-free can. For years, you know, I really recommended Thai Kitchen coconut milk because I really like the texture, the flavor, everything. And then I found out that it was just that they use BPA in their cans. And when I contacted the company, they said they didn't see that it was a problem and they have no intentions of removing the BPA from their can liners. So I'm now not buying that brand anymore, and I would recommend that you don't, because as you know, coconut milk has a lot of fat, and fat and BPA are, you know, best buds, so you want to stay away from that. Let's see. I think I already mentioned to you BioNatura and Palm, that both use glass jars, so those are going to be BPA-free. Crown Prince is another company that's that has all kinds of seafood in cans, and they've removed the BPA. And Nature's One Organic is the only baby powdered formula that I have found that's completely BPA-free. Baby formula in general just has a lot of problems, you know, not only because it's hard for babies to digest, but because the can liners in the metal cans had BPA, all of the soft plastic ones all have BPA, so it's quite an issue these days. So there's lots more info that you can find online, and over the course of the next day or two, I'll be finishing up my big post on my blog, which is omgallergyfree.com, that will give you some more information about the chemicals that you can find in your food and how to reduce them. So remember, last week we talked about the Dirty Dozen, the things that you want to buy organically. So I'm going to repeat that list of fresh produce that you want to make sure that you're buying organically. That would be apples, celery, bell peppers, peaches, strawberries, nectarines, grapes, spinach, lettuce, cucumbers, blueberries, and potatoes are the things that you really want to buy organic because of the amounts of unfortunate pesticides, herbicides, and that kind of thing in them. And then there were the Clean 15, which were the lowest in pesticide residue, which included onions, pineapples, avocados, cabbage, sweet peas, you know, like snap peas and snow peas, asparagus, mangoes, eggplant, kiwi, domestically grown cantaloupe, not the kind grown in Mexico, sweet potatoes, grapefruit, watermelon, and mushrooms. And then the things that are on our watch list right now, just because of the growing amount of pesticide residue that's being found on them, are green beans and kale. So when you're out shopping, you can feel safer about those particular items that are cleaner. You want to avoid buying conventional produce that are on that, you know, that top 12 hit list. And do things like, you know, do your best to grow some of your own herbs, grow a garden, go to farmers markets. That's where you're going to get the best produce. Take your own non-plastic bags, you know, reusable non-plastic bags are fantastic. Take those and, you know, then your produce hasn't been exposed to plastics at all because these farmers are not wrapping them up in plastic. They're bringing them in wooden crates and big boxes and things like that. So you have if you're shopping at an organic farmer's market, you are having zero pesticides, zero food additives, and you're not having the packaging that could be leaching into your beautiful fresh produce causing problems. So that's a really great way to go. And now we're going to take another short break. And when I come back, I'm going to talk to you about ways that you can actually clean your produce, clean your meats, clean your seafood, that kind of thing, to remove as many of these chemicals as possible. So stay tuned. I'll be back in just a moment.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. Ain't too proud to beg, and you know it. Please don't leave me, girl. Ain't too proud to plead, baby, baby. Please don't leave me, girl.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy-free.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Are you ready to create your sacred space everywhere and anywhere you go? Are you ready to change your life by creating a sacred partnership with your highest self? Do you often experience the endless daily grind in your life? A sacred space offers healing, comfort, and a personal sanctuary. A sacred space feels familiar, like home, and home always reminds you of who you are and the wonderful qualities that lie within you. Create your own sacred space. Personalize a room or space you choose. Add some decoration and color, or surround yourself with treasures and trinkets that connect with your heart. Take them with you when you travel. Create this sacred partnership that leads you to your haven of peace. Let the essence of gratitude infuse you on this journey. Join our Infusion of Gratitude community today and receive your free MP3 audio Infusion of Gratitude meditation. Daily use of this powerful 20 minutes meditation raises your awareness and welcomes health, wealth, and enriched relationships into your life. Visit us at explorationgratitude.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for hanging in there with me today with our through our technical difficulties. I hope you're enjoying this program, because today we're talking about all the toxic chemicals that can be found in your food, not because of the way it was grown, but because of how it was packaged and stored. And so I have received, like I mentioned at the beginning of the show, quite a few questions and comments about how to avoid these kinds of things. So I want to spend this last few minutes of our call talking about all the ways that you can avoid having these chemicals. And I've had some specific ones about ionized water, and of course I'm always really, really happy to talk about that. So I'll be sharing some of that info with you as well. So some of the ways to begin, you know, on your journey of beginning to reduce and eliminate these toxic chemicals in food packaging are to make sure that you go out and start purchasing some glass containers. Even if they have plastic lids, that's okay. Just keep the food content below the plastic lid so it doesn't come in contact with it. Now, the places that I found the best bargains on glass containers, storage containers of all sizes with plastic lids, was actually at Ross, you know, in their home goods department, at TJ Maxx, and at Home Goods. All three of those places had amazing, you know, prices on multi-packs of glass containers with plastic lids. I know that Target carries them. There are a number of other places where you can find them. And so I really highly encourage you to do that and to start bringing your things home from the grocery store and transferring them from those styrofoam trays with plastic into glass containers. Now, you can also buy just ball canning jars. Save jars from peanut butter, from almond butter, from coconut oil. You know, save those kinds of jars, and you just clean them out and reuse them. They're perfectly wonderful. Yeah, another thing that you can do is to buy foods in bulk. Better yet, buy foods from a food co-op or from your local farmer's market. Buying directly from farmers is the best way to ensure that your food is the freshest, has the least amount of chemicals, hasn't been exposed to lots of things. That's the best way to do it. Now, some of you might know that I've written several books and booklets on using ionized water for all kinds of things. And one of them is called Using Ionized Water in the Kitchen. You can find it on Amazon.com. If you can't remember the name of it, just in the book section, just type my name in and it'll come up. But in this book, I show you all kinds of ways to clean everything in your kitchen, including food. There are some really specific ways to clean food with ionized water that will dramatically reduce the external chemicals. Now, if the chemicals are in the fertilizer, they're in the soil, and they've been uptaken into the food, you cannot, with ionized water, extract those chemicals out of the food. But anything that's a coating on top of your food, because it's been exposed to these plastics, because it's been exposed to styrofoam, because it's been exposed to some kind of waxy coating, you can actually soak it in a high alkaline pH water, and it will remove the majority of those harmful chemicals. So
what I recommend is when you bring your food home from the grocery store, I recommend cleaning it immediately because you want to reduce any exposure that it's already had. The additional benefit of doing what I'm about to tell you is that it removes the oxidation from these foods and causes them to last a great deal longer. So what you want to do is fill up a container. I use a big glass bowl or a big ceramic bowl, and I fill it with pH 11.5 water from my water ionizer, and I soak my fruits and vegetables in it for anywhere between just 5 minutes for the soft, berries and soft foods like that, to 25 minutes for harder things. The one thing that I want to recommend is that you do not do this with potatoes or any other kind of root vegetable, because they will sprout really fast. The first time I did it to carrots and put them in a container and put them back in the refrigerator and went back the next day, they had really long white roots growing on them, and it happened really fast. And potatoes will sprout by the next day. It's kind of crazy. So the antioxidant capacity of this water does a lot of things, including dissolving. This high pH water will actually dissolve a lot of these chemicals. So once you've soaked them in this 11.5 water, then you want to drain them and then rinse them. And you can rinse them with a regular pH water. You can use 8.5, 9.0, 9.5, depending on what kind of water ionizer you're using and what the, you know, what the pH rate is. I mean, what the flow rate is. You want to have it run pretty slowly and run over really, really thoroughly. Rinse it off, because once, I want you to think about it like when we talked about laundry. Once the pH 11 water has acted as a surfactant and taking these chemicals off, when you either drain the water or bring that fruit or vegetable back out of the water, some of that's going to cling back to the surface of that fruit or vegetable. So rinsing it off is a great, you know, last step. Then pat it dry and put it in whatever food storage containers that you're using, and pop it in the fridge or leave it out on the counter, and you have amazing fresh vegetables and fruits. The other big advantage to doing this is that they're already pre-washed, so it's so much faster to get dinner ready if you don't have to stop and scrub your vegetables first. So, you know, this saves a lot of time. Now, in the past, I tried things like hydrogen peroxide. I've tried all these fruits and veggie washes, but I never got the same results that I've found with properly ionized water. This high quality ionized water has so many benefits that it's just hard to even fathom how much you can actually do with it. So if you're at all curious, you can actually purchase my book, Using Ionized Water in the Kitchen, from Amazon.com. Now, I want to give you some ways that you can contact me throughout the week, because I know that some of you have questions, as it was really clear, and I hope I've answered most of those questions for you during this particular show. But if I didn't, please feel free to contact me. You'll find me at Simple Health Network on Facebook. You'll find me at www.simplehealthnetwork.com. That's my webpage. And my email address is info@simplehealthnetwork.com. I also have a regular food blog that I know a lot of you are watching, and that you can find that at www.omgallergyfree.com. And that food blog, that particular blog, contains a lot of information about food and its interaction with the chemicals, about your living environment, about all kinds of things. So I try to be as responsive as possible and give people answers to their questions in that way as well. Generally, the fastest way to get a question answered is to contact me on Facebook. And again, that's Simple Health Network is my Facebook page. So I want to also remind you that these kinds of chemical exposures can create such a problem in your body. that it will actually exacerbate or make your food allergies, your inhalant allergies, all of your allergies significantly worse. And this is the reason. When your body's exposed to these all these toxic chemicals, it puts a big burden on your immune system. It puts a big burden on your endocrine system. And when your endocrine system, your nervous system, and your digestive system, when all of these things are working in tandem and they're working correctly, your body functions just fine. But when one thing begins to throw something out of balance, it can have what we call a cascading effect throughout your body. So an exposure to a toxic chemical in your food can create such havoc in your body that it can actually throw everything off. When that happens, the smallest little upset to your body can be like the straw that broke the camel's back, and you'll have all kinds of issues, everything from dermatitis or eczema outbreaks or acne or constipation or diarrhea or muscle aches and pains. You'll have all kinds of unfortunate things that happen because this chemical exposure just started a whole chain reaction that made your body ultimately more sensitive to anything that's coming in, because it's already started a histamine response. It's already started all of these things that I've talked about before in relationship to allergies, and how it starts this fight or flight symptoms in your body where you're using too much adrenaline, too much cortisol, and your body's not relaxing and not digesting, it's not resting, and that just keeps this downward spiral going on and into ill health. So the way to reverse that is really, in my estimation, the best way is to start with drinking high quality ionized water. And so I know I sound like a bit of a broken record, but I am actually in the midst of starting a clinical trial study, so it'll have some even better proof for you in just a few months, hopefully, that everything that I've been saying is actually scientifically viable. So I encourage you to keep listening, keep reading, keep sending me questions and comments. I really enjoy doing this radio show. I love having you as listeners. And next week, we'll actually be talking more about the quality of water and why that is also can be linked, like how it's linked, how closely it's linked to all kinds of health issues, including food allergies. So until next Wednesday, I hope that you have a wonderful, healthy week and that you will put into practice at least one of these things. Buy in bulk, go to a local organic farmer's market, start purchasing or cleaning out glass jars, find some more glass storage containers, and that will help you eliminate some of these toxic chemicals from your food. Thank you so much for listening. I look forward to talking to you next week. Have a healthy week. Goodbye, everyone.
You've been listening to the Dr. Peggy Show. Simple Solutions for Everyday Health offers simple, natural choices for your optimal health and wellness. Tune in each week, Wednesday, 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com to find out how to unravel the connections between the mental, spiritual, and physical links of food, allergies, and hydration. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG, that's allergy free? That's SimpleHealthNetwork.com. And check out her blog, OMGAllergyFree.com, and on Facebook at Simple Health Network. Tune in next week for another groundbreaking show with Dr. Peggy Parker.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.